Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Simen Nun Aleph, Sifches, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. Mebrach Mein Sholosh, Shlachem Mina Mezoinus. After eating Mina Mezoinus cake, we say the Mebrach Mein Sholosh, Paseach. We begin with the words Al Mechri V'Al Kalkola, V'Choysim, and it's concluded with the words V'Noid Lech Al Oretz, V'Al Mechia, Baruch At Hashem, Al Oretz, V'Al Mechia, V'Al Kalkola. Some don't have the words Valkakola at the end. Some do say it quietly. Everybody should say it with their minig. Al Yain, one drank wine. Pesach al Gefen al Pri Hagefen. Pechosim al Oretz al Pri Hagefen. Baruch Ato Hashem al Oretz al Pri Hagefen. Vala Peris, when somebody ate fruit from the Zion Aminim. Pesach al Eitz al Pri Eitz. Pechosim al Oretz al Peris. Baruch Ato Hashem al Oretz al Peris. Beretz Yisrael. But if one is in Eretz Yisrael, afil b'chutz laretz, if he's eating, if he, even in chutz laretz, however, ochem peres Eretz Yisrael is eating fruit from Eretz Yisrael, oim al oretz v'al periseho. If somebody doesn't know if the fruit that he ate is from Eretz Yisrael or not, he should just say al peres. If he has a question, then if he has a question, he should say al peres. But if he said al peres on Israeli fruit, or he said al periseho on chutz laretz fruit, it's okay. The minig in Eretz Yisrael is when one drinks Israeli wine, they say v'al pri hagafna. There are those that don't change the nusach, and they always say on wine, even on Israeli wine, al hagafen. The Sfardim, even by mezoinus, say on mezoinus, on break goods from Eretz Yisrael, say al oretz v'al mechiyos sehob. We don't have that. The Ashkenazim don't have that minig. Aval, if somebody ate mezoinus, v'gam shoyis yain, and he also drank wine, koil shnei mebracha achas, you combine them into one brachas. V'kein, peres v'yain. And so too is the halacha by wine and fruit. If you ate all these different types of foods that have this chiyah bracha, you could combine them into one bracha. Vafilu anovim v'yayin u'peris minim mezoinus, or filim minim mezoinus v'yayin u'peris, kol shloshtim. That means if you add grapes and wine and fruit, shayin minim, and mezoinus, you combine them all into one bracha. V'yagdim ala mechya. First, you should say al mechya, v'achkach al agefen, v'achkach al eitz. O kushkal al mechya shamin, when you are combining al mechya with a different type of bracha, lo yom bechassim of al kakola, there everybody agrees you don't end with al kakola, but the way to say al yom is baruch ato Hashem, al oratz v'al mechya v'al pri agofen, al mechya v'al peris, al mechya v'al pri agofen, v'al peris. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, k'fa nitzus agir nuscha b'svarim, this brach is brought down in the Sfarim. The car became Mitzar Kalish Yisrael. Liyas brach with brachas will pair. Everybody should know this bracha by heart when he needs it. And the halacha is that if somebody is obligated to say bracha mein shalish, saying bari nefashis instead is absolutely incorrect. Bari nefashis is not like shahakol. And if somebody, instead of saying the bracha ach mein shalish, said bari nefashis, he has to repeat and say the Baruch Mein Sholosh properly. Siftes. B'Shabbos v'yontav Rosh Chodesh. Maskirim ba minyon adayamim. We mention what is that day. M'shachach v'lo hisker. If he forgot and didn't say it, ein machzir nesod, we don't make him repeat the bracha. Yesh lachma bracha zu. Sif yud, yesh lachma bracha zu. We have to be most careful with this bracha. T'may b'brich samazin. The work by brich samazin. K'vidvarim. With the halachas shenisku b'simim mem dalad that we learned in simim nam dalad. If somebody is not sure if he said a bracha mein shalosh, he should eat the proper amount of food and then make the bracha. If he doesn't have that ability, there is a question if he should say the bracha over again. L'chol adeis, everybody will agree that women, if they have a question, if they said the bracha mein shalosh, do not repeat it. And in general, the Paiskim seem to indicate that the question by Mezoinus is much more of a significant question than by other brachas. Berchs by nefashis, when we speak about nefashis, Yeshem Shabara saw, Yesh Amrim Shabara, different nusos, and he says V'kein Iker, the proper is to say Shabara. There's also a question when we say Chayo Elamim, do we say Chayo Elamim? And some say Chayo Elamim, and everybody should follow their minig. Ubiru Shabracha, who, what is the explanation of this bracha? Bar in the Fashas Rabbis Chasroinim. Shabara and the Fashas Rabbis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many neshamas, many people, regamach sarim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that in called tzarki sepukam, everything that we need, shem dvarim, hechrechim, letzarach kim chayosam, that we need for our existence, k'may lech v'mayim, bread and water, v'gam kol shad varim, shabarash en achrechim, and then the other foods that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, which aren't absolutely essential, el l'sanik behem, we eat them for enjoyment, kagan peris or kadaim, like fruit. Anam avarch masach, we bless you. Chayo elamim. Tzricha lema ches b'chatef. Agoy magan arabiyo mevil yezecha tzadik l'vracha de gra. Hiskim apayskin shkosov lachtim habrach b'shem v'lema barach ato Hashem chay ha'elamim. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that although this is the minig of the gra, most people don't follow that minig. When two people ate together, and they both, their bracha achrayin is supposed to be a bar nefashos, one because he ate something, which is a bar nefashos, and one because he drank something, which the bracha achrayin is bar nefashos, the halacha still is that one person can be mitzi the other person with the bar nefashos. Sif yabez, ocha perish bracha achrayin shalom bracha main shalosh, if one ate fruit that the bracha achrayin is main shalosh, v'gam peris ha'aretz shabracha achrayin shalom he bar nefashos, and then he ate fruits which are not from the zayim minim, and therefore the bracha achrayin is not main shalosh. Mevarach bracha main shalosh, say a bracha main shalosh, the kimet shumaska ben priates, and since you're mentioning that you're making this bracha on a fruit, niftarim b'zak kol priate shachol, that will be satisfactory for all fruit that you ate. Avam neschai bracha bar nefashos on min echad, if you're obligated to say bar nefashos on one type of food, ein anifta v'brachas main shalosh, it's not going to be adequate for bracha main shalosh. V'varach tefila bracha main shalosh, first say the main shalosh, v'achkach bar nefashos, and then the other thing. If somebody had a half a kazayis of the zayim minim, and he had a chatzi kazayis of a fruit, which is not from the zayim minim, the loch there, you can't say ala eitz because you didn't eat enough of it. But if a mistake, you did do that instead of saying bar nefashos, but the evid, it's acceptable. Sif yud gimel. L'chatchila asa l'adam lotzis from kaimai. L'chatchila, a person should not leave his spat or lo asik be'ez adavar or do anything at shivar bracha achroina, until he first says the bracha achroina. Shema yishrech melvarech. We need to be concerned he may forget if he leaves where he ate. Or but the evid, shiyotzim kaimai. If somebody did b'di'evid leave where he was eating, im utzarch levarach bar nefashos rabbis, if the bracha achrayin that he has to make is bar nefashos, yoch levarach b'makom shusham, he can make that bracha wherever he is. Avam utzarch levarach bracha main shalosh, if the bracha achrayin that he required to make is bracha in shalosh, there, tzarch shachzulim kaimai, he has to go back to where he ate, kamai b'brich samazon l'el simem dalet sif tes. This is if he did this deliberately. If deliberately, b'mezid, he left his spat without making the bracha, main shalosh, the halacha requires him to go back. But if b'shoigig, there are opinions that are more lenient, that don't require that he go back to the place where he ate. And certainly, if it's a situation that till he comes back to where he ate, it will be past the zman, or past the time where he can make it, as we're going to discuss, then the halacha is everybody would agree, just say the bracha main shalosh where you are and not lose the obligation to say the bracha achrona that you must say. Sif yadalad, ochel v'shosa, if somebody ate or drank, v'loy birech miyad bracha achrona, and he did not immediately say the bracha achrona, yochel levarch ad shas ikol. He could say bracha achrona until the food is digested. The hainu, kozman shenet toiv lechel peris, as long as he's not hungry for those fruits, lachashtia, and after drinking, he could still say the bracha kozman shenet tzomei. So for brichas hamazon, the accepted minig is to wait 72 minutes. But really, it depends on the person and depends on the food. Some people get hungrier quicker. Some people take longer. Some foods satiate more, and some foods satiate less. And therefore, it's hard, especially by non-bread items, to give a very specific amount of time. Lachas manim elu, after this time has passed, any yochel varachoid, he no longer could say the bracha achroina. Umisha ena bracha l'shar, if somebody doesn't know how to determine if he is or isn't full, royal kishaniska shleiberach bracha achroina, the right thing is when he realizes he didn't say bracha achroina, levarach amin mimin sh'ochel, he should eat the food that he ate from that type, and then he'll obviously be chayv a bracha achroina, v'yivarach bracha achroina lifta gamas arishin, that he'll have to make, then he'll have the opportunity to make the bracha achroina. It's not always the best advice, says the Magna, said the Paiskim. The Mishnah Berurah makes this point. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, if you maybe aren't, what you're doing here is making another bracha rishayna, and maybe you're not obligated to make the other bracha rishayna, so you're not accomplishing, you're accomplishing that you're going to say a bracha achroina, but maybe you'll end up saying a bracha rishayna that you weren't obligated to say. And therefore, the Bi'a Halacha says that if people are sitting and learning and they're drinking or eating while they're doing something, the right thing to do is eat or drink what you're eating or drinking, finish, make a bracha achroina. If you want to drink another cup, you'll make a new bracha rishayna and a new bracha achroina. Sif tezvav. Ochel ha'shasa, if somebody ate or drank, v'kiyah and he vomited, levarach bracha achroina, it's no gora unasakel, it's no different than when you digested the food. And just like when you digested the food, the halacha is, you don't make bracha achroina anymore, as we just learned, so too in this such a situation. But this will only be in a case where you assume that you expelled all of the food that you ate. But if you didn't, if you don't feel that you expelled all the food that you ate, and you still feel somewhat full, satiated from the food that you did eat, even though, unfortunately, you expelled some of the food, you could still make a bracha achroina.